Գունգթրեք SBS հայերենը.
On Saturday, the Armenian community in Australia and around the world will commemorate the 106th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Because of the pandemic, the commemoration will take a different form for the second year in a row. I'll be discussing the details now with our regular guest, Hayk Kayserian, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia. Hayk, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Good to be with you, Vahe.
Hayk, from ANCA's press releases, we know that there are several events for this year's commemoration. Could you give more details about the different events?
Yes, definitely, Vahe. Thank you for the opportunity. We are very eager, obviously, at this time of year for everybody to have the opportunity to participate in commemorating the Armenian Genocide, but also calling for it to never reoccur, considering the nostalgic days that we witnessed towards the end of last year, where it seemed like the stories we were haunted by of 1915 resurfaced, re-emerged in Nagorno-Karabakh in Artsakh. It becomes even more important that above and beyond commemoration, we also use these opportunities to raise our collective voice and advocate for recognition and justice. And I think the events calendar for this year's commemoration schedule in Australia reflects both commemorative opportunities, but also opportunities that that allow us to raise that voice and advocate for recognition and justice. So I would say the major commemorative event is always the National Armenian Genocide Commemoration event that occurs in Sydney. Usually it's on the 24th of April, but this year, like last year, it will be a live stream event. Firstly, because that worked very well last year. The Armenian Genocide Commemorative Committee recognized that that needs to continue in some format alongside our usual live event. But because it was unclear what the restrictions would be like, this year we are only doing a live stream again. It will premiere on Facebook Live and YouTube on the 23rd of April, Friday the 23rd of April, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's a one-hour live broadcast. And it will be encored on Facebook Live and YouTube on the 24th, on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. again. It will probably, I mean, if you're connected to the Armenian Australian Facebook through organizations, etc., it might be impossible to miss it, I would think. However, if you want to find one of the source pages that will be broadcasting or that particular commemoration, I suggest you head to Armenia Media, the page of Armenia Media. They definitely will be broadcasting the commemoration. I should highlight that one of the major features of the commemoration event will be a keynote feature that will show the link between what happened to our ancestors in 1915 and what's happening in Artsakh today. And the guests in that keynote feature will be Mr. Arman Tatoyan, who is the human rights defender of the Republic of Armenia and working on issues such as POWs and whatnot. Also, a guest in the keynote feature will be His Excellency David Babayan, who is the Foreign Minister of the Republic of Artsakh and one of the men responsible for bringing about normality to the people who have lost their homes and face an occupied homeland. The other major event I'll highlight is on the 24th, so on Commemoration Day itself. There will be marches for justice in Sydney and in Melbourne. And for the first time, officially, it is being co-organised by the Joint Justice Initiative members, which is the Armenian-Australian community, the Assyrian-Australian community, as well as the Greek-Australian community. So all three communities have come together to raise their collective voice and use the anniversary of the Armenian Genocide to advocate for Australian federal recognition of the Armenian, Assyrian and Greek genocides. The hashtag that we're going to be using for the march is Speak Up SCOMO, which has already received a bunch of activity around that. on social media. The Armenian Youth Federation have been conducting protests across the country in recent weeks, trying to call on Scott Morrison to stand true to his beliefs before becoming Prime Minister, when he said that the Armenian genocide should be recognised by Australia. Now is his opportunity to do that, and we will be calling on him to do that all the way up until receiving his statement, and if necessary, beyond. Otherwise, there are a lot of other events, which includes a commemoration that has been organised by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, where they are asking a panel the question why countries should recognise the genocides of 1915 as a subtopic to learning from the Holocaust. So that's an event that we sincerely appreciate the Jewish community of Sydney holding for us on this anniversary. There'll be smaller memorial services and commemorations in Perth and Adelaide to service the local communities over there, as well as in Western Sydney. The city of Ryde on the 1st of May will round up commemoration efforts with their commemoration, annual commemoration of the Armenian Genocide at Memorial Park in Meadowbank. There will be the unveiling of a khachkar to mark that occasion as well. There are church services on the 24th, a vigil on the 18th, and several other opportunities that people can come together at this very important time where we honour the 1.5 million martyrs that that were sacrificed at the hands of the Ottoman Empire in 1915. Vahe on anc.org.au, the Armenian Genocide Commemorative Committee has published this calendar with dates and times, etc. It's also on armenia.com.au. If you go on any of those websites, if you go on the Facebook pages of Armenian Media and the Armenian National Committee and any of the member organizations of the Joint Commemorative Committee, you will be able to see all the specifics about the events. So we encourage mass participation, particularly in the March for Justice, the virtual events we understand, but the March for Justice on Saturday, the 24th of April, Sydney starts at the Domain and Melbourne starts at Federation Square. There are buses. There really isn't any reason that we shouldn't come together to both call for call on the Australian government to recognise the Armenian Genocide, but also show those that even very recently tried to erase the Armenian memory from the Armenian homeland in the Republic of Artsakh that we will not go quietly, and we will continue to advocate, regardless of how far we are from the motherland, for justice on behalf of our ancestors.
Thank you, Hayk, for the information. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Vahe.
Our guest was Hayk Kayserian, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia. Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, կարծիքդ հայտնել, հետևե SBS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։